Dr. Chip, that therapist, Alex. Welcome to the Blue Collar Dynasty podcast, last podcast of the season.
Second to last podcast of the season. We're busting our backs, getting our jeans dirty, and playing next man up dynasty football. We're giving you an in the trenches dynasty talk every week. Please reach out to us on Instagram at Blue Collar Dynasty, where you can get sneak previews of things to come, and on Twitter at Born Football. That's BORNE football. We would love to hear from you.
All right. So this week we are talking top 10 rookies, honorable mentions, and starts of the week. Let's get to it. All right. So for the top 10 rookies, I think what we're trying to do originally was we're going to list out who the top 10 we would put on the list, right? Each of us. Right. And we'll see if it matches. Correct?
Right. Yep. That's exactly correct.
Now I'm thinking about it as, why don't we just do a mini draft? Let's just pick, either each of us pick 5 or each of us pick 10. I don't know, but do a mini draft real quick and we go from there.
Okay. I know you had some help with at least one of your lists.
Had no help.
Do we want to
perhaps, God is my help.
Do we maybe want to have 3 people drafting?
You know, it's funny you say that because I was like, this would have been probably really interesting if we just threw in this one and see what the model says. I don't know.
I think can we do it?
Why don't we do it? Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I think I've got our little draft table set up here. I don't know how this is working, but I'm just kind of setting up 10 slots. I guess we'll just draft who we draft, see how far down the list we can get until we run out of people. How's that sound? Because I actually do have 18 people ranked, so I could go for, you know, I could go for a little bit. What do you think?
Let me create a prompt first so that the model can just go straight back to back, like 10. The prompts I created before were not for a draft. It was just for generalities, rankings, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll play some elevator music in the meantime.
Let me see if my question I posed is accurate.
Man, I just want to get into this. This is rookies are fun, you know. They light up your life a little bit, and I mean this year's rookies were really good. And
hey, the model is doing it.
Is it?
It's doing it. Yeah. Okay. So we're good. We're good.
Okay, we got a model.
The thing is, I didn't specify the league. I should specify a sleeper.
It's okay. Should be fine.
Oh, wow. That is interesting. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
I didn't see that coming.
All right. So if you haven't caught on yet, we've got an AI that will be the third person drafting. Dr. Chib will take a draft slot. I'll take a draft slot, and we'll do this. I started you off first because you're going to get the 101 in our league. Figured I'd give you a first stab at getting this pick correct. So go for it, Dr. Chib. You're on the clock. Who's your 101?
Everybody in the whole world knows. The first player coming off the board is Marvin Harrison Jr., the Ohio State University. He is the next great thing. I don't think he's going to be amazing. He's going to be my pick. All right. Who would you pick?
All right. I'm gonna say something bad. Marvin Harrison Jr. was not my number one guy.
You bum. All right,
so I'm going to get my number one guy here. Malik Nabers. Where I thought Marvin Harrison Jr. could be better, and maybe I was just going in with a little bit of bias of, hey, this guy is going to be the best of the best, right? And yet what I saw on tape was not anything that I was super excited about. Outside of obviously he was good when utilized, and you know he was elite. I'm not going to say he wasn't. You know, he was my number two guy. So he only dropped down a slight bit. But what I liked about Nabers better was that he didn't go to sleep when he was not getting the ball. Whereas I did feel like Marvin Harrison Jr. played a little bit to his elite status in the league and on the team, where if he wasn't getting the ball, he took the down off. You know, he wasn't really blocking anyone. He, you know, he kind of just slept there in his role. You know, he ran a little quick route, but it was, you could tell as soon as he moved that he wasn't getting the ball. And I don't think that's good for a running play, right? Because if you've got a running play going, he's gonna just take the down off, and his defender is going to go get the running back. And I think, just generally speaking, that's not good for the team, and it might keep him off the field enough where he's more limited in his opportunities. So that's what makes me a little bit nervous about Marvin Harrison Jr. But Malik Nabers, elite route runner and separator, strong, crisp routes, and again, he's really active on every down, so he's my number one guy.
All right. That's good. I like it. The number one guy for AI, which is, we're using Microsoft Copilot, by the way. The prompt that we asked was in the 2024 fantasy, in 2024 fantasy football, who should be the first 10 rookie players drafted? Now we didn't specify it was a dynasty league. We didn't specify that it was what's it called? That it's on sleeper, so it knows the scoring system. But the model did say this is a good question, but it depends on your league setting, scoring system, and personal preferences. However, based on some rankings and analysis from various sources, here is a possible list of the first 10 rookie players that should be drafted in 2024 fantasy football. Number one that it chooses is Caleb Williams.
Okay, so it's getting a little bit mixed up with real life NFL draft, maybe.
No, it said fantasy. It said take Caleb.
Okay.
It was interesting. Now, just as a note, I'm just gonna say it right now. As a note, it takes three quarterbacks in the first round, first 10 picks. But other than that, it doesn't take any more quarterbacks.
Well, that's a good start. That's at least, and I would argue in this class, three quarterbacks in the first round might be okay, actually, for fantasy. But I
Because of
wouldn't
the
put
type
them.
of players that they are.
Yeah, I wouldn't put them in the first three picks. So.
And I'm going to read the reasoning, actually. Let me read the reason for you. He's a dynamic dual threat quarterback who was won the Heisman Trophy in 2023 and is expected to be the first overall pick in the NFL draft. He has an elite arm. He has elite arm talent, playmaking ability, and leadership skills. He could be a fantasy star right away, especially in super flex or two QB leagues. So
I like it.
It qualified a little bit there.
Yeah, and those two QB leagues for sh yeah, two QB leagues are slightly different where you would take your quarterbacks right away, right in the beginning, for
Yep.
sure. So that's interesting. We're gonna do a why don't we do a snake draft, make this interesting. Let's who does AI take as the fourth player off the board?
The fourth one?
Well, who's their next guy on their board?
Oh, their next guy is Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay.
AI thinks you're dumb. AI says the first human off the board. Like, we're taking you
Get
out.
out
Get
of here.
rid of that.
Should we specify that these are early rankings?
Yes.
And for the record, you know, I will say that my end of my actual rookie rankings at the end will take into account three things: opportunity, skill, and draft capital. And right now we're only talking about skill, basically.
Yes. Because Marvin Harrison Jr. can end up on the Falcons. Yeah, he's gonna be trash. No one gave him the
Oh my God, that's just gonna be our luck. Look what you did. Oh my Lord. I swear to God. I swear to God. Like, for some reason, this passing attack just doesn't have enough weapons. We need more weapons in the passing attack.
Now we need a cannon to shoot to shoot something to utilize these weapons.
I hope they take a QB. Oh my gosh.
Need help. All right. So my next pick. All
No,
right.
no, no, no. Wait. Who's so go down the draft board. Who would be who of those that are not selected would be, or do you want to just go down our list?
Oh, you want me to go down AI's list right now? You want to do that?
Well, who's the next person that hasn't been drafted on their list?
That's a quarterback.
Uh-oh.
They choose Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina.
That's the right pick. That's the right pick.
Yeah, he's another potential top five pick in the NFL draft and has a prototypical frame, arm strength, and athleticism for a quarterback. He can make all the throws and has great mobility. He needs to improve his decision making and consistency, but he has a high ceiling and could be a fantasy stud in the right situation. And that's interesting, the right situation, right? Drake May, a little bit, very small percentage, fractional, reminds me of Josh Allen a little bit. His frame, his size, his arm talent. However, that decision making, that I can kind of agree with that. And the reason I bring it up also, that ability to finish games. Like, I haven't watched a lot of his games, but I remember last year watching him against Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech came back on them and beat them. And that was a shock. I was like, wow, what's going on here? And he almost reminded me of Justin Herbert. You know how I like Justin, but I don't think he's an elite winner, right? And so it almost reminded me of, like, you became hopeful instead of just going out there and taking over the game. Like, hey, I'm shutting this down. All right, we're done with this nonsense. Kind of like that. So I can see that. So for me, picking him at the AI picks him at number three, right? But picking him at that number, I don't think it's bad, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm a little hesitant. I might wait on him.
He's also my second quarterback. So AI's taken my two top quarterbacks, which I don't think is that surprising. That's pretty, I'm pretty much going stock with the rest of the world. I really like this quick action, Drake May. But I did think he didn't necessarily go through his progressions as
Yeah.
much. And so that kind of scares me a little bit. I do like his quick trigger though, and that could be really, really positive if he's able to have a place to go with the ball, of course, if somebody's open. If it's
Just
just
check
a
it out.
predetermined, yeah, if it's just predetermined, then no, he's not going to be great in the NFL.
Right. Is it your pick next?
It's my pick next. I don't think you're going to pick this guy, so it's going to be you're going to be just fine, I'm sure. Ladd McConkey is not a guy that I knew about before, before we went down our list last week, as far as names that people should know. He does have great route running. He is a slot type of guy, but he has deep speed. He's got great blocking and a lot of energy in his game, and I really thought he was awesome out there. I believe I'm silly that I don't know this off the top of my head, but I believe Ladd McConkey is, yeah, he's out of Georgia. So he was, he's been on the Bulldogs for a couple of years. So he looked really good to me. All right. Who are you taking as your second pick, Chip?
Second pick, got passion, got skill, great route runner, great hands, great contested catching. Rome Odunze.
Nice.
Yeah.
He was my next wide receiver as well. So I like that pick.
Oh yeah, great pick, great pick, great pick. So let's see. I think mine is my pick again, correct?
Yep, two in a row. I'm the only
All
one that
right.
doesn't get double picks. What the heck?
Oh, that's up for you. That's up for you. You know, it's funny. I love Malik Neighbors, and everything. So, okay, this one is gonna be interesting. All right, for generality purposes, then there are a lot of great college receivers actually coming out. So I'm gonna go ahead and snatch a running back for y'all. Okay. All right. So the running back I'm gonna choose. I really wanted to choose one guy, but I'm not gonna choose him, and I have my reasons why. But I'm gonna choose a different person. The person I'm gonna choose.
Bum 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 bum.
Jonathan Brooks, Texas.
Jonathan Brooks.
Yeah, Texas.
I like it. That was a name that I had in if we had done what we were originally thinking here and go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, actually, I think we would have started at 10 and work our way up and then did honorable mentions. Jonathan Brooks would have been one of my honorable mentions.
Oh, really?
Yep. And so I gave him an 8 out of 10 in skill. So he's 12th on my board. But still, I mean, he was the fourth running back. So he's kind of in the mix for me. I did really like him. My only knock on him was pass catching.
Yeah, that's where it was like, I don't know, but I feel like he'll be fine in the future.
Yeah, I really liked his power, contact balance, and he had that kind of vision where he's always getting leverage on the guys he's running up against. So he'll be getting tackled, but he'll always be moving forward and gaining those yards, those extra yards. So
Exactly. And I like his size. That's another thing I really liked.
yep, absolutely.
So anyway, that's what I picked.
Agreed, agreed. I'm very thankful that you left Blake Corum for me.
That's who I was thinking about picking, but I was like, his size makes me nervous. I don't know why.
What's his I haven't looked at weights and heights and things like that. I've just been looking at what they look like on the field. Do you know where he's at in terms of size? 'Cause I so this is what I said. This is what I saw in his game.
5'8",
Elite
213 pounds.
213 pounds.
5'8".
5 foot 8. So he's a little small, but he's dense though. 'Cause 213, that's you figure 5'11, 215, that's like perfect size. That's Alvin Kamara, basically. That's exactly what you want for like quick, speedy back, but that has power and that has, all of just everything, all around perfect back. So he's a little bit shorter and a little bit lighter, but not much lighter. So he's going to be a little bit on the stockier side, which is kind of what how he showed up on tape, to be honest.
Yeah.
He is short, but that can be good for a running back. He was elite runner with vision, balance, and change of direction. I really liked how he moved. He changed direction on a dime. There was a couple other guys that were a little bit shiftier than him, but he really had the vision and balance to always be moving in the right direction. And as you said last week, he's always available. And availability is a great trait. So I
Big
like
time trade.
Blake. Yep.
Big time trade. So let me see. I'm trying to compare him to some other top running backs in the league. Christian McCaffrey is 5'11", 215 pounds.
Yeah, so he's prototypical, which is
Yeah, and then.
weird. Weird because he was really slight when he came out. There was a lot of concern about his size.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, he had decent height, though. And then you have Raheem Mostert is 5'10", 205 pounds. And then I looked at Devon Achane. Achane is 5'9", 188 pounds. And he's going to get bigger, most likely, over
Yeah.
time.
Yeah, he got
And
really,
then,
he was really small.
yeah, and then you have Breece Hall. Breece Hall is, what's it called, 6'1", 220. So all of them are like in that 5'9" and higher. So Blake is 5'8". I wonder if that makes a huge difference or not, but he is thicker. So that could be a good pick. That could be a good pick.
What's
So
AI say for their next pick?
next pick, this is where I was like, wow, I did not see that coming.
I'm
They
excited.
picked
I
up
want to
Brock Bowers, tight end in Georgia.
you know, no, that's a great pick. Honestly, I gotta say this. This exercise, we're semi-pro. I actually forgot about Brock Bowers. I didn't even bother looking at the tight ends yet. But he's definitely in the top 10. I mean, in terms
Is.
of fantasy, despite being a tight end, he's gonna be in the top 10 when it
Yeah,
comes
he
down.
is. Like, that's not, it's a great pick. Like, I was like, I said I was shocked because I forgot about him too. Oh, snap. Okay. Well,
Shoot.
rank him next. I scooped him up. So, who do you got next?
All right.
Oh,
I
you want
got.
to get to Brock Powers, like what they said about Brock Powers?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
He is the best tight end prospect in years and could be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. He is a mismatch nightmare for defenders with his speed, agility, and hands. He can line up anywhere on the field and create big plays. He could be a fantasy difference maker at a scarce position. All right, so which means he is a high value target for that position. So I like it.
I just slotted him in at number 7 on my board.
Gotcha. Okay.
So.
No, actually, I think AI picks again.
Yep.
Damn, the person I wanted it to. All right. All right, next pick off the board for AI actually was Malik Nabers. I'm gonna just make that clear. But we already picked Malik, so the next pick that's different is Emeka Ibuka.
I like it. Another one of those that was in my honorable mentions that unfortunately I couldn't fit him in my top 10.
Understood. He's another talented receiver from Ohio State University who has a lot of upside. He has good size, speed, and hands, and can make tough catches in traffic. He's a smooth and polished route runner who can separate from coverage. He could be a reliable fantasy option in a good offense. So I like how it qualifies its pick at the end there. So y'all should pay attention to that. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
So.
So two items that I noticed about him. There was a stark difference between Emeka Egbuka and Marvin Harrison Jr. on the field when neither of them were getting the ball. Emeka was fighting his defender like nobody's business, and Marvin Harrison was just, loosey-goosey. And then Emeka as well, I did notice a couple drops, and again, I was only able to get really a game in for each of these players in terms of watching the tape. So one bad drop looms large, but Emeka, that's what's hurting him in my rankings right now, is that he had a god-awful drop in the game I watched.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense. Makes sense. Can't be mad at that.
All right. Next up on my list, number 6 on my board, actually. And I'm getting him here at basically number 11, actually, is Brian Thomas Jr. So he's a wide receiver out of LSU. So he's I think my second LSU guy too. Yeah, Malik Nabers is also LSU. So I'm loving those LSU guys. He is more than just a vertical threat, though he is a vertical threat. Let's be clear. But he's got good route running, and he also was participating in a lot of blocking, and I think that's going to get him on the field, which I think is important for somebody that is, again, kind of primarily a vertical threat. I think there's a challenge in the NFL for those people that go long for the ball. They don't get the ball very often, and that makes them kind of boom bust in fantasy. But I think with his route running and blocking, he can be out on the field longer for more downs, and then also still, have that big play potential. So I like that opportunity from Brian Thomas Jr.
That's good. Okay. All right, so I think it's my pick, right? First of all, that's a good pick. It's funny that you said that. I was like, I really trust LSU's wide receiver pool.
You did say that last week.
Yeah,
That
and so that's
was a
why I'm
good take.
like, yeah, even when I don't watch everything, I'm like, I trust the school. Who you got left? I'll take him.
Any
No,
other
he's got
seniors
him.
there?
It's funny because it's like I think about it. Let's think about the last three wide receivers we can think of with LSU, right? Someone was saying this
Martez.
today, actually. They said if you look at Joe Burrow, his first season with the Bengals, he was complete garbage. Like it was atrocious. The next year, who did they bring in for him? Ja'Marr Chase, right? And what happens to Ja'Marr Chase? Joe Burrow has record breaking year. Right. But they also brought in T. Higgins as well during that draft, I believe.
No,
Now,
T. Higgins was there already.
oh, he was? Okay, great.
Yeah.
So, but adding Ja'Marr Chase definitely opened everything up. Now, you look at Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins had crazy years, right? He was doing okay with the Vikings, but then you bring in Justin Jefferson, his numbers just kept going, getting better and better and better, right? So, and that's the LSU effect. Right now with their wide receivers. So much respect to them. And of course, everyone knows about Odell Beckham Jr. Like just the way he exploded.
Jarvis
It's
Landry. I mean, he kind of fizzled out pretty quick, but he was good.
that's true. That's very true. And I think he
Yeah.
fizzled out because of bad situations, not because of he played for two horrible organizations at that time.
Yeah.
The
Cleveland.
Miami, then Cleveland, because he was fine when I think he was doing really great with the Saints. I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
so
Yeah. Saints, I think, are more recent, right?
were they more recent? Okay, so he
Yeah.
started with the Dolphins then.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
All
Yeah,
right.
so that's it. Yeah, that's my note. So good. Yeah, good pick. Good pick. All right, so it's my turn.
Is your turn. You got double trouble over there.
Oh, that is true. All right, let me see. I
Just
picked
don't,
four.
there's like two obvious guys on my board. Just please don't pick both. Okay.
I picked three receivers so far. I picked a running back, actually.
Yeah. We both got a running back. Even I think, oh no, AI has the most position groups. So they've got two quarterbacks, a tight end, and a wide receiver. And I've got three wide receivers, a running back, and you've got two wide receivers and a running back.
Okay, cool. Let me see. All right, who am I going to pick?
I'm glad you like Jonathan Brooks too, honestly. I think that's what I was trying to say earlier.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, are you talking about the running back?
Yeah, Jonathan Brooks, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes. All right, let me think. Who am I going to trade? Don't take another running back. You already took Blake Corum.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, this is a tough one. All right, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go ahead and pick up Trey Benson, Florida State.
Let me see. Ooh, okay. I'm gonna say I don't agree with you on this one, but I want to hear your take.
I like his size. I like his ability to be patient when he's running behind the blocks. I see with running backs these days, that's a big thing, letting the blocks develop, right? Not rushing it. So his vision is getting better. He's great at blocking as well, so he knows how to block. So which I can see them definitely what's the word? Use him in like block and escape situations. So block really quick, escaping, and he's a great pass catcher. That's another thing about him that people don't realize. I also like his size, so he looks like he's ready to play, right? And so, and his acceleration is also quite impressive. So the only thing I'm a little nervous about is he does not lift his legs, right? He has great yards, like he breaks off tackles well because his legs are so big, almost like Saquon Barkley. But I guess I would have enjoyed more seeing him lift those legs up a little bit higher, when certain tackles are coming. It makes me feel like, okay, yeah, he's not gonna let them tackle, but he has great speed, great start stops, great acceleration. So he's not like a, actually, let me take that back. He doesn't have great speed to me. Great speed is like, you're never gonna catch me. Like once I see that hole, you're not catching me. That's how I qualify that. But his acceleration is fantastic. I will say that.
Yeah, no, I did see this acceleration. That is true. I'm honestly a little surprised by a lot of what you said, mostly first and foremost about his size. And you're totally right. I've got noted that he's a very small back with power. And I'm looking up his size, and he's 6'1", 223. He's
Yeah.
actually the heaviest guy that we've, I think, drafted so far at the running back position. You know, looking at pictures of him, and I just pulled up his tape a little bit too. I still think he's a small back. He just looks really small. I mean, and maybe it's the fact that he's like hourglass shaped. His hips are really tiny, but yeah, he's an interesting dude. I think I gotta give him a second look because I wanna see. I gave him a 4 out of 10 in terms of skill. I really did not like him, despite the fact that I did say he was a good pass catcher, but I didn't put much else in there in terms of notes. So I'm struggling to remember why I hated him so much. Because
When you
I buried him. I just gave up on him. I just said,
he's trapped.
don't need his, he's not in my top 10. I don't need to see more. That's
Well,
interesting.
when you get a chance, look at his just look at some of his highlights, and you'll realize this guy is seeing angles other people aren't seeing. And I like that. Yeah, so I like what I'm seeing there in that regards. So
Okay. I will take another look at him. So you've got another pick here.
yeah,
Uh-oh.
it's a tough one because I have I'm in between two people. All right, I made my choice.
Okay, what I will say is I just saw the acceleration on a touchdown. That was pretty sick. Trey
That was
Benson, that he burst through that gap. But I also know why I stopped watching his tape, and it's because he just kept running into his blockers and running into the defenders, and he like literally went nowhere for the first, I think, 6 or 7 runs of this game. It was an ugly start to the game. But anyways, go for it. Oh, Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
I like this pick. He was in my honorable mentions.
Yeah, I
So,
like it. I love his route running. I love his versatility. They can use him in so many different situations. And his body control. That's something I didn't realize. Like he's a small guy. I get nervous about those people, but he has great body control, right? And so I really enjoyed that. Oh, and I think I got somebody else who we might be sleeping on. I'm not gonna say his name yet, but who? I
okay.
like what I see.
Okay. All right. So, in Xavier Worthy, I think he was the last guy I just watched right before we got on. I kind of snuck him in. Great with the ball in his hands, quick but lacks long speed. Good route runner, needs more effort on non-target downs. That's what I've got for him. So kind of similar to that Marvin Harrison issue that I brought up.
Gotcha. Makes sense. I'm not
That's
mad
my
at it.
thought. Yep. And he got caught from behind, which is always a good sign that someone does not have the long speed to, take one to the house from way back. But
Xavier, where they got caught from behind?
yep. And
I kind of want to.
he was like definitely in front of the guy. It wasn't even one of those ones where like, yeah, he was on a breakaway. All right. I'm pretty sure that AI is not going to take my guy. So I'm gonna let one of these guys actually, you know what? I just noticed that I've got them ranked the opposite of what I want them to be ranked because they actually have the same skill level in my book. And there's a guy that I need on my team, and I drafted him or I had him ranked second, and I just fixed that. So, at this point, I'm going with Frank Gore Jr.
Oh, I was gonna pick him too.
Man, I really like this guy. He is not his father. I will say that. And I haven't looked at like people's weights in we're not even to that point yet. We're just like this is a first hint of a, the tape comes first. And so he's got a slight build, much slighter than his father. He's very quick. He's got quick shiftiness. He's got good speed. He finds holes between the tackles. And absolutely excellent vision. The game I watched, which I only got some of it in, but the game I watched was his last game, and he set the bowl record for 329 yards in a game, and he had a touchdown that he passed. This dude was taking direct snaps. They were just like feeding him. So I liked a lot of what I saw out of Frank Gore, and I think his slighter build is a little scary, but I think he's good enough to overcome that. What did you see?
When I didn't watch his games, but I watched his highlights.
Okay.
And he just has great vision, patience, and he does not run away from any hits, right? He's not scared of being hit, right? He's not scared of
Right.
giving laying out a hit as well. So I enjoyed his passion and everything like that. I guess for me, I also respect the fact that he comes who his father is, right? He has a lot. I think he has a that the thing about being familiar with the spaces. Right, having good mentor, like you have one of the best running backs in the history of the league, mentoring you and giving you everything you need information-wise, and I think that's just going to be so beautiful, right? And so I trust that a lot. I trust that a lot. So, I was really looking to scoop him up, honestly. I got greedy. I got greedy.
He was not coming back to you, I will say. There's no
Look, I
way.
was legit. It was like I'm going to let this one pass. I'm gonna pick another person next round. He's not gonna know. And then my next round after that, I'm picking Frank Gore Jr.
We talked about him too much last week. I he was it was like I had this list of running backs like really, really long. And there was like three at the top that I was like, yeah, I need to look at those. And then I'm like, and I need to look at Frank Gore Jr.
Was good. Great pick. I ain't mad at
Right.
you.
What's AI got to say?
AI's next pick is Travion Henderson, running back,
Yeah.
Ohio State University. All right. It actually says he's the best running back in the class and could be a first-round pick in NFL draft. He is a quality runner and receiver with great vision, balance, and burst. He can break tackles and catch passes out of the backfield. He would be a fantasy workhorse in a good offense.
Yeah. I mean, I think I think he's got something there. He is kind of, when you look at all the draft necks right now, he's the number one running back on everyone's board. That being said, he's I did not, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's my sixth running back right now. What I really liked about him was actually his blocking. I think that's going to get him on the field on every down. And so I do think he's going to do something in the NFL. He's going to be good. He's got really good burst, really good pass catching, right? What I did not like, I don't agree with the AI in terms of his vision. This is a guy that I saw, you know, taking the wrong route every single time, kind of a thing. Like there was always more there and he didn't grab it. So, which I believe is why the Ohio State didn't do so well this year.
I'm a little bit nervous about his injuries too.
That's fair as well.
So, because what's it called? Next two picks gonna be elite. I don't care. I'm ready for it. Not
All right.
ready. And
Who's
so
next from AI?
next, interesting one. It's actually Romo Dunze, right? But we already picked him. Me. But
Nice.
the next one for him, or for AI, I'm saying him, for AI is Michael Penix Jr., quarterback, Washington. Now, I don't think an AI would pick these people for their own draft, I would say, but in terms of like a top 10 draft, it picks nine. Michael Penix Jr. comes off the board next for them.
Yeah. He's my third quarterback. I did look at like five or six quarterbacks and he's my number three. So I agree with AI and the route that they're or the order that they're drafting.
They say he is a good transfer from he is a transfer from Indiana who had a strong season with the Huskies. He has a good arm accuracy and touch and can make throws at all levels of the field. He is also mobile and can extend plays and run when needed. He could be a fantasy sleeper in a good offense. Now, I will additionally say something about the quarterbacks in general. The quarterbacks this year, they're a little older
Oh,
than we used
really?
to be.
I
They've
didn't
played
look
a
at
lot.
ages.
Penix, I think, is almost 24, right, when he comes into the league. So they've played a lot of games. They've seen a lot of plays, and I think that's going to bode well when it comes to it. And it's actually makes sense. Quarterbacks play much longer than historically, longer these years than they historically did. It's the most protected position, so you can come out older, right, and still play 10, 15 years in the league, right?
Right.
If you do it the right way, I guess that's I would say.
Right.
But yeah, so and I will say something about Michael Penix Jr. I love his swag. I love his energy, right? He has a confidence where it's like, hey, if I miss the throw, I'll be shocked. That's the confidence he has, right? And he really does. And he's having fun, right? In the big stage, he's not like looking now what he just did in the last game. He is not afraid of the big stage, right? He has a winner's mentality. So it's funny in Seahawks circles, we're talking, hey, let's just go ahead and lose this next game. Get a decent draft position and pick up Michael Penix Jr. Let him sit behind Geno for a year or so and then get this guy because
Yeah.
we're tired of losing. So I think about,
Well,
yeah.
and I think he'll do a good Russell Wilson impression too. And maybe a little bit even better than Russell Wilson. He reminded me a little bit of Lamar Jackson in terms of his escapability. This dude, like, I swear, his entire body was within 3 feet of the ground, and he went under a defender and came out without touching his knees on the ground. And just I don't know how he got away from a tackle like that, but he did, and it was natural to him, and he knows how to extend plays. And I thought he went through his reads really well, which is an interesting note, I think, in comparison to Drake May, who seem to be a little bit less progression oriented.
Exactly. Did you see their last game by chance?
Michael Penix. I watched, let's see.
I didn't get to watch it. I was so depressed.
I was I watched, yeah, it's a championship game versus Oregon. That way,
Yeah.
yeah, that's the one I was watching.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he balled out there too. This guy's a
Yeah,
cutie.
I wasn't able to watch it till the end, but I got the taste of what he did in the beginning, so it's impressive. All right, I have one guy that is, there's been one, two, three, four, five, six, seven guys below him selected, and with good reason. He wasn't high on the overall draft board before I started making it my own. So this is Bucky Irving that I'm taking here.
Wait, I thought it was AI's turn again. Oh no, they already picked twice. You're right.
Yeah, they
Sorry.
picked
Oh
twice.
no. No, it didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Did.
Trevion Henderson and Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not sure how he's going to show up in fantasy, if it's going to be Marquise Irving or Bucky Irving, but he's already kind of going by Bucky Irving in a lot of areas. So I'll put it down in our list as both, but Bucky Irving is very shifty. So Frank Gore's quite shifty. He's got some quick shiftiness, but Bucky Irving reminds me a little bit of Tariq Cohen, where he's like kind of a joystick type of guy. I did say sometimes too shifty. Maybe he dances around a little bit too much, kind of like I want to say Saquon Barkley was somebody that did that. I think James Cook did that a little bit as well. When he was coming out. So sometimes that's not a great thing. I know those are a lot of big names. Tariq Cohen didn't really do amazing, but he was also smaller, whereas Marquise Irving has a little bit more to him. But that's the shiftiness is great. It's a good addition, but that's not why I loved him. And why he's my number three running back in this class so far. He's got incredible contact balance. Like, I watched upwards of 10 plays, and I don't think I actually saw him go down once. It was just like all chain, stopping his momentum, and it took a group of guys. But like, he'd get knocked and he'd kind of right himself immediately. There's something about his contact balance that's different. It's not normal. A lot of the tackles that I've seen players normally go down with. And so that was really impressive from him. And so that's why he is this high on my board.
Okay. Let me see here.
How many guys you got left?
Shoot, not enough.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. We can. Should this be the last pick, and we can do some honorable mentions afterwards, or?
Got two more I can go with.
Okay. So
But that's
two more picks, and then we'll end on AI, maybe.
I like it. Yeah.
All right.
All right, my next pick, and oh my God, I can't speak enough about this guy. Xavier Leggett. Look him up.
Xavier Leggett.
Don't I just send you what you call it? A link. And then you watch that. Just watch like the first minute. After you watch it, you just tell me what you think. Does that work? Or
Sounds
you're
good.
watching it.
What position is this guy?
Oh, wide receiver.
Thank you. Okay. I like him. Just from that little bit. Let me see if I actually, he's on my list. I have not watched. I have from our first conversation, I've got notes saying raw size and athleticism on him.
Yeah, great hand, as you can see, great hands, right? Like to me, oh my God, oh my God, you got to see if you go to the 125 mark or 124 mark, go there.
Touchdown. Yeah, that's good. I mean, the amount that he was able to pull away from the defenders too is
Oh my
impressive.
goodness. I did not give this guy enough attention, let me say that. But anyway, point is, what I love about him is the contested catches, right? Where your quarterback could be in a tough situation. You'd be like, you know what? I'm just gonna throw it up to you. And I think you'll figure it out. You know?
Yeah,
And
yeah.
it's like the freedom of that, right? Like, this guy will figure it out. So I'm actually gonna be honest, I'm gonna put him I would put him higher in my draft board now. I would put him above the other Xavier for sure, based on what I've seen.
Yeah. I mean, based on that little bit, it's pretty quick, but just, I mean, even looking at his size and, and how he moves himself on the field, I think I'd also like to see, oh, these are highlights. These are senior year highlights. So that is a difficulty, is it's different when you're looking at highlights compared to when you're looking at like a single game, right? Because you get a lot of boredom and you
You get
have
a
to
good
watch
job.
them. Yeah. And what I like to do is I like to do both. See the best of the best, but then see them on normal every down roles and see what they're actually like. So in terms of his highlight reel, I'd put him some up somewhere 8 or 9 out of 10 kind of thing.
For sure. For sure. So, yeah. Anyway, that's what I would pick. So, I flipped him in worthy, by the way.
I've got him. I gotta look at him more, but where I'm thinking he's gonna end up is around Brian Thomas in Rome, probably up there. But you had Xavier Worthy really high, right?
I did, but I mean, I did not see Leggett like that. I was like, I like him more than Leggett. I like Leggett more than Worthy.
Got it. Actually, you just, oh, I see what you're saying. You just, in your selections, you switch them. So Leggett would be right before Frank Gore. Got it. Okay. All right. Who's your last guy here?
Keon Coleman, Florida State wide receiver. I like his body control. I like his route running. Only thing
Yes.
I will say that I put against him is he didn't play against the most elite defenses.
Got it.
That's the only
Interesting.
thing I'm like, ooh, I'm a little nervous, but this is still our early draft. I'm gonna do more research on these players and be more ready, but
Do you think, so the notes I have from our last time we talked were elite contested catch, bad separation. And I think I got that off of a draft Knicks. And so that's what made me nervous and why I actually didn't watch Keon Coleman. I skipped over him because of that bad separation. I was like, oh, if I'm gonna like a guy, I might not like him if he's not a separator. Did you see that in his tape, or is he more of a, yeah, what'd you see?
yeah, he doesn't have great separation, I'll be honest, because for me, based on like what I'm seeing, like I see like Rome Odunze, for example, like he is getting away from his defenders, right? In different situations. I see what's it called? Even Xavier, both Xaviers, they can get away from their defenders, right? And do what they need to do. But with him, a defender was always lashed to him, pretty much. So the separation wasn't fully there. But he was catching passes that were contested, but for me, the highlights that I watched, the defender wasn't even looking back. Like, for me, it's like the defender just wasn't there. Let's be honest. So that's where I get a little bit. That's why I said that if we was playing against elite defenses every week, I think it'd be different, right? So that's where I knock him down a little bit.
Fair enough. All right. My last pick is gonna be Audric Estime. I think that's how you say his name. That's kind of part of the process too, as we learn how to say their names correctly. I'm not sure if he got injured, but he only had a few games in his repertoire this year. But he's a big back with some vision. Wow, some speed, some vision. He does have room for improvement in the vision and contact balance area. But I mean, again, the speed with being a big back and also having an element of vision in his game, I thought boded really well for him in terms of being able to, kind of be one of those guys that can do everything at the running back position.
Makes perfect sense. I like that. All right. Is it AI's turn?
AI's last turn.
Last pick here. AI picks Troy Franklin, wide receiver, Oregon. He says that he's a speedy and elusive receiver who can stretch the field and make big plays. He has good hands. He can catch the ball in stride. He's also a good route runner and can create separation with his quickness and agility. He could be a fantasy boom or bust option in a deep offense.
Awesome.
I watched his tape, Troy Franklin. He is really good. I ain't gonna lie. He's a great route runner, all that stuff. His size is what makes me nervous. Taking hits and things like that. He is fast. And his route running is really nice. I will say that as well. Like you, I watch the hands of the receivers when they're running to see if they give away what route they're going to be doing. And his route, his when he's breaking, you don't know what the break is going to lead to. He doesn't give. There's no tell to me when I was watching his tape, right? To know like if he's going to break in this and keep going forward, he's going to run a slant, a curl, whatever. Like he's not. I'm not seeing any tells yet. But then again, I haven't watched like hours of tape on him, but just the naked eye. So I thought that was really interesting. His hips stay down. He's always trying to move forward. He's not taking hits. He's bouncing off of the hits. I think that's really important, right? So he's kind of absorbing he's absorbing and redirecting the energy, which is really important for the longevity of a player. So I really enjoyed seeing that as well from him.
Yeah, I agree that is really important, and it's interesting to hear. Hear you say all of that, because that's not a guy that he was kind of below the list of guys that I was going off of. So I think it's really cool actually, because that the top of the top four that kind of the internet had listed out for me, as far as the next guys that I should look at, it was Keon Coleman, Adonai Mitchell, Xavier
I don't know.
Leggett, Adonai, yeah, and then Xavier Mitchell and Troy Franklin. And so we got three out of the four of them that have been confirmed for me that are worth watching. So that's good. That's cool. I will say we got through all 10 of my guys for sure, my top 10. The only ones that I've got left are quarterbacks. And those are Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix. Those are the last two guys that I saw. And I did like Jaden Daniels from the fact that he's mobile and good footwork, great accuracy, gets surprised by rushers. Bo Nix goes through his reads really well, which is a real plus. But he does hold on to he d tends to hold on to the ball a little bit more, and he is accurate, and he's got some mobility, but he's really not on the level of the other four. So
That's true.
think
But
that's.
I also like Jaden's attitude towards the game.
Okay.
He doesn't let the game get to him. He's just playing. Just not a big deal. And I like that attitude because the pressures, you don't want to let it get to you. You want to be calm and level-headed. That's why he won the Heisman this year. Right? He's a great
Right.
leader.
That's true. That's a good point. I forgot about the fact that he won the Heisman too. That's great. All right. Let's get to the real important stuff here.
All right, thank you everyone for joining us for the
No. You have to face the music chip.
All right, y'all, start of the week. This was I'm on a 3 week losing streak. This is bad. I don't know what's going on. My
We're
energy's
tied
off.
up. We're tied up. Eight and a half wins apiece.
Yeah, so as y'all can tell, we are Data Prince has caught up to me. I got too cocky, maybe. I don't know, probably not. You know, my energy, I'm not reading my
Never too
energy.
cocky. Is that your
Probably
take?
not. That's probably not it. So I got robbed because Jared Goff, I think he would have been at good or okay at least if that 2-point conversion converted. I think I
Mate,
don't know.
I don't think so. He was I started him in the one league that I was still alive in, where I was in the finals. And luckily it's a two quarterback league, because I did actually win, by the way. I won my first IDP league, which was kind of cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And my wife won our home league. So just in terms of those updates, so shout out to her.
Winners.
She didn't just win, by the way. She set the all-time record in most points scored in a final, in her win. So that was pretty impressive. So she stomped on on one of my buddies. Good old-fashioned curb stomp. And yeah, so and yeah, there's in the league that I won, there's 20 starters because of the independent defensive players. And it's a two quarterback league. So pretty wild, the leagues that are out there. Enough about all of that. Jared Goff was not great. Do you want to keep going down your list?
Oh yeah, Zach Charbonnet, not great. Whole Seahawks was complete garbage. Tyler Lockett not was bad for Pittsburgh. Tight end Gerald Everett, he was not great. Did Russell Wilson play that game?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm dumb. I should not have picked Gerald Everett. No, I'm not dumb. I don't know what happened with him. I
No, because
definitely.
he's dealing with a backup quarterback. That's the problem. Jared Everett.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is
The
Justin
Chargers,
Herbert's.
why did I pick the Chargers defense against Denver?
I don't
Not
know,
great.
man.
That was dumb.
That
And then I picked Brandon McManus as a kicker versus Carolina. That was a great choice. So I got a total of -4 points. Whoo.
you just hating on all of Denver's decisions. You know, you're hating on their defense, you're hating on their offense, and you're hating on their former kick. Or, well, no, you're saying that they made a mistake by dumping their former kicker, Brandon McManus. That's what you were trying to say last time. And you were only right about the McManus pick. So I'm such a dick. I'm sorry.
Hey, you are what you are.
Oh, I'm just trying to have fun, Chip. Not really this mean.
You're good.
Quarterback
What's your
Jordan
sign?
Love. He was great. He had like 35 points in our league. I was really happy with him. Running back Kareem Hunt was good against the Giant or the Jets. Romeo Dobbs at the wide receiver position somehow was not great. I gotta look at that stat, those stats, because how was Jordan Love that good and Romeo Dobbs wasn't? That I gotta look into. Kyle Pitts was bad. That was a bad pick. Atlanta defense versus Chicago was bad. So that scared me when I was going through this. I was like, oh crap, if Young Hoku versus Chicago was bad, I'm gonna tie Chib and I would not be able to win this thing. But Young Hoku was just not great. And so I ended up with -3 points, Dr. Chib with -4. I take the win and we move on to the tiebreaker week 18. We need to figure out what our tiebreaker is gonna be. We need to figure out who our tiebreakers are gonna be. Who are our captains? Who are going to take us to the promised land. If we tie, it's just going to be down to who scores the most points at this position. I don't want to say position, but who scores the most points out of our guys, or between our two choices, right? So I'll let you choose first in terms of who your guy is going to be, because I am going to adapt my pick a little bit to whoever you choose. Just because if you choose a quarterback, then I got to go quarterback basically.
Why don't
Because.
we just do, if we're tied for some reason at the end of this season, whoever scored the most points that week in general, we'll just take all the players and all the points they scored and whoever had the most, that's the tiebreaker.
Okay. Let's do that. All right.
That's how they do it in soccer.
All
Who
right.
scored, who has the biggest point differential?
Right. Most tiebreaker is most points in week 18. All right. That sounds good. That seems tough to have be exactly the same. If it's exactly the same, we're totally screwed.
If it's exactly the same, we can do like a versus. Does that make sense? Like each position, who
Okay.
scored the most in each position, and then whoever had the most wins.
Okay.
So I think we have what, six positions, five positions? Wait,
Yeah, there's six
quarterback.
positions. We can still tie
If it's a tie at that point,
that.
we just stop. All right, we just like,
All
all
right.
right, listen, we
No.
agree.
All right. We'll do this. Then tiebreakers at the important positions. Or matchups at the important position. Which are running back, wide receiver, and tight end. How's that sound?
That's after we do all the points.
Yeah, that's after. So then there's three, and it's whoever wins the two. The only way that we could be totally screwed is if one of those ties, and then we'll flipsies the QBs in there.
Okay.
If we need to. All right, we've got this, man. This is so important. There's so many people invested in how this turns out that we need four levels of tiebreakers just in case.
All right, Dr. Chin. Get all the bad juju out. All right. All right, y'all. Listen, this is my week. Game over. I'm calling it right now. This is the time where we got to step up and win. All right, quarterback. I am picking Baker Mayfield. That's wild. I know, but it's against Atlanta. If for some reason he's not playing, they're sitting him. I'll be picking Tyrod Taylor versus Philly. I'm crazy. I know it's. Running back, I'm picking Kareem Hunt versus Cincinnati. I'm a little bit nervous about this pick. I will be honest about that. But I'm seeing that they're not starting Joe Flacco this week. So I'm hoping they're going to rely on the running game a little bit more. Wide receiver, I'm picking T. Higgins versus Cleveland. He was ranked low. I don't know why, but I trust his ability. I think we something will happen. Browning likes Higgins. I'm just hoping Browning just feeds Higgins the ball. Next, tight end. I am picking Kyle Pitts versus New Orleans. Why am I picking a player from Atlanta? I don't know. I'm a psycho. All right. So that's probably where that's gonna go. All right, next, the defense. I don't know why I'm doing this. I feel like I'm just going
Oh
down
no,
the
you did the
line.
thing.
Defense, I picked Seattle Seahawks versus Arizona. Arizona was balling last week, not gonna lie, against Philadelphia. I'm hoping that Pete Carroll just rip these guys apart and say, what the hell is that? And get them back together and ensures that the Seahawks play like the way they're supposed to. Play with some damn pride. All right, next. Kicker. I'm picking Cameron Dicker as my kicker versus Kansas City. All right. Now, someone told me that Dicker is a choker. Hold on.
Oh, that's staying in. That's staying in.
Anyway, someone told me that Dicker is a choker, and I'm like, I don't know if that's true or not, but let's go ahead with it. I'm doing pretty good with my kicking choices, so I'm gonna go ahead and pick him. That's what we got. That is what I'm riding on to win this league, to be the best kicker of the players. All right. So please don't let me down, y'all.
All right, good luck, man. I'm gonna be honest, I learned a little something from your picks in weeks past, and I'm gonna try to roll with your style of playing to beat you out here in week 18.
So
And
if I lose, I still win? All right, let's
if
go.
you lose, you still lose. Wait, no. If you win, you still lose. Dang it. Almost had it. All right, quarterback Nick Mullins. This isn't where it's like you, but versus Detroit. I think that's actually a fairly good pick. He's been pretty steady. And yeah, I think that's going to go well for me. There weren't many choices at quarterback, I'll be honest. Running back Roshan Johnson versus Green Bay. I actually like this pick better now that I wasn't able to go with my first choice at quarterback, which was
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love. Yeah, because I would have had to thread the needle a little bit between Jordan Love and Roshan Johnson in order for both of them to do well. So in this way, you know, Roshan's kind of on his own. He's done well. He was the best running back 2 weeks ago on his team. He was the second best last week, and I think he's going to bounce back into being the best running back on his team this week.
That's not a bad pick, by the way, because the Bears, this is a rivalry game, and the Bears have something to play for, which is to ensure that the Green Bay Packers do not make it to the playoffs.
Exactly. And they might be playing from behind a little bit to do so, and Roshan is the more pass catching running back as well. So I like that. At wide receiver, I took a week off from Gabe the Babe Davis, and it was a good idea because he does not have two good games back to back, but he has great games when we get closer to the playoff time, and it's just about playoff time. It's win or go home. This is for all the marbles. This is for the division. I'm betting on my guys, and that's something that Dr. Shib taught me is it's okay. It's okay to bet on your guys, you know? And I'm gonna double down as well. I hope that these both of these guys get touchdowns because that's probably the only way this is gonna work. But Dalton Kincaid at tight end versus Miami as well. This is a must-win game for us. I'm putting all of the chips in the middle of the table on Buffalo beating Miami, continuing this role into the playoffs. We're going to the Super Bowl, people. Let's go. Let's do this. Defense, Cleveland versus Cincinnati. Little cheap here, but again, Cleveland's sitting a lot of their starters, so they might not do as well. I don't know. We'll see. And I believe both teams, this kind of matters. I mean, they're at least both playoff teams, I believe, at least in the hunt. So, and then I'm taking kicker Brandon McManus versus Tennessee. So I'm taking the kicker from that you had last week and rolling with him this week. So hopefully, this has never worked well for me, to be honest, when I steal your kicker for a week. He usually tends to
No,
do poorly.
because my kickers are loyal.
Yeah.
Oh,
Well,
this
we'll
was
see.
fun.
We'll see how this turns out. I feel really good about my team. I actually feel pretty good about your team too, if I'm being honest. So
Hey,
it'll be interesting here.
to be fun. All right, well, thank you everyone for joining us. Next week we are talking something important. It is our last one, so we're gonna make it interesting. Maybe we'll bring back AI, do a little
Maybe,
bonus
maybe
situation again.
I think what we'll do maybe hopefully is talk through a draft board for a startup draft. Maybe I can get that to work for you, and we can talk through that.
Yeah,
Think that'd
or
be fun.
maybe we could. Another thing I was thinking, I gotta see if I can find it though. Take certain position groups, well, they're gonna be running back and receivers, and rank like 10 players based off of like best hands, best route running, separation, body control. We can pick two or three things, and we can just like rank, 5 to 10 players in each of those categories, where so people can kind of have a list of like, okay, based off of their vision or their this or that, they kind of know what that running back can do. It might help them in their decision-making process when it comes to actually picking. I don't know. We can talk about it.
We'll see. Yeah, maybe.
It's a lot of work
You
though. Hold on. Why not do it?
you're trying to put in the work in the last week of the season here, man.
Yeah, we get more comfortable.
There
More comfortable speaking my mind, Some people don't let
you
me
go.
talk.
Oh,
I'm just joking. I just can't have this.
that being said, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you listen.
That's our weekly podcast, y'all. Don't
Give them
forget.
hell. Give them hell.
Choose happiness and spread love.
Oh, sorry. Give them hell.
And Pacific time is prime time.